Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Comic Book Page Podcast. My name is John Mayo, and I'll be your host. It's time for another installment of...
What did John get this week? January 31st, 2007.
This is the week that I got charged for the bags and boards and the weekly shipping from DCBS. That happens, of course, once a month, and that makes that individual week a little less of a bargain for me, but still well worth doing. Based on how many comics I get, I, of course, get my comics weekly. I can't imagine doing it any other way. First up, 52 number 39. I've talked about this title a couple of times already. Annihilation number 6. I'm not a huge fan of the Marvel Space characters, but this has been a fun series so far. It's a shame it got overshadowed by Civil War. Batman and the Mad Monk number 6. This has been a fun series, but I'm kind of glad it's ending. While I like the style, I wasn't totally blown away by the story. If they do another miniseries along these lines, I'm not entirely sure if I'm going to get it or not. I might not. It may depend what else is coming out that month and how good that particular miniseries may look. Batman Legends of the Dark Knight 214. I can remember when this series started and what a big deal it was that a new Batman title was starting up. I mean, the series has been a little uneven, with some great stories and a couple not so great ones. You know, I really don't think I'm going to miss this series when it ends in a few issues. It seems to have been replaced by Batman Confidentials, and that's one that I've decided to sit out. I don't really have that much of a need for Batman stories that are kind of sort of set outside of continuity or in some mythical past that's never really referenced. Black Panther number 24. I'm enjoying this Black Panther series quite a bit. While I think the way Storm was brought in was a bit forced, it's working out pretty well. There are aspects of the series that don't entirely jive with the previous Black Panther series, which I also enjoyed quite a bit. But if you're willing to take that, you know, for what it is, this is a series worth reading. Blue Beetle number 11. This series lacks direction. It's all over the map. It isn't bad, and I plan on continue getting it, but I don't think it's doing a good job hooking readers and pulling them from issue to issue. Daredevil 93. I'm getting a little tired of some of the left-field plot twists in this series. I don't feel like the creative team is playing fair with the readers, and that kind of bugs me. But this is a really good read, and that counts for a lot. I don't think you're going to be disappointed by Daredevil, but you may get a little frustrated from time to time. I know I do. Ex Machina, number 26. This series seems to have fallen into an every 6 weeks or so frequency over the past few months. And while I like the series, this slower release schedule is really killing the momentum of it for me. It's hard for me to remember what happened in the previous issue, much less a couple issues back. Ghost Rider Finale, or Ghost Rider number 94, depending how you want to look at it. We finally get the end of this 1990s Ghost Rider series, and frankly, you know, I'm not entirely sure why I ordered this. I mean, I got the entire series, so I am curious how it ended, but I don't really remember that much about that series, so I really don't know how much I care how it should have ended. Hawk Girl number 60. This has been the biggest train wreck out of 1 year later, as far as I'm concerned. It started out weak, and it really hasn't gotten any better. I'm kind of expecting this to get canceled if it hasn't already, and I don't think the latest previews had it listed as a final issue yet, but the writing's on the wall. Ion number 10. This title's improved a lot since it started, but that has as much to do with a weak start as anything else. I'm enjoying the title, but it doesn't really feel like a limited series so much as an ongoing that they only expected or needed to last for 12 issues. Things are being set up in the series that I expect to play out in the big picture aspect of the DC Universe before too long. But I don't really feel this is a 12-issue with a beginning, middle, and end series like I'd kind of expected it to be. Jack of Fables number 7. Now, I really liked the previous issue with the Jack Frost storyline, and it was the first of a two-part storyline. But this issue starts out a four-part storyline, and we're not going to get the second part of that previous storyline until after this is done. Now, it's an interesting way to handle production delays, but, yeah, I don't know. Would have been nice if they could have gotten stuff out on time in the right order. But it's a fun book and a good read, so I don't mind that much. I just don't know that I'm going to remember the first part of the Jack Frost storyline when the second part comes out. JLA Classified number 33. I've only been doing this list for, 5 weeks now, and this is the third issue of this series? I mean, it's coming out pretty quick, going bi-weekly now. Now, the first part of this storyline was interesting and much, much better than the previous story arc. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens in this issue and the conclusion to the storyline, and I really hope future storylines in JLA Classified have this kind of quality and aren't the train wrecks that some of the previous storylines have been. JSA Classified number 22. I'm not really liking the Hawkgirl series that much, and these days, I really don't understand why they felt the need to spill it into this title, too. I'm thinking they're trying to burn off the storyline so they can move past all of this and either, you know, go back to a Hawkman series or at least just give this a mercy killing. I don't know where they're going to go with JSA Classified if they even keep it around, but, you know, I'd like to see Geoff Johns get a lot more involved in it because, again, Justice Society of America is an incredibly strong title. Magnitude number 2. I really enjoyed the first issue of this series a lot. It was heavy on setup, but I felt I got a good deal of story in it, and it wasn't just setup. And the first issue in a new universe has to set things up. This did so very quickly and effectively, and really gave me a sense of what this universe is like. I hope this issue is as good, and I wish this creative team nothing but success. I'm going to be following it for quite a while. Miss Marvel Special. Do we really need a special for this series? Why wasn't this just done in the regular Miss Marvel title? Maybe it'll be a great story, maybe it won't. I don't know. It feels forced to put it out as a special this way. Sire number 3. I started getting this series before I made some serious cuts to what I was ordering each month. The only reason this issue made the cut is because it was the last of a 3-issue miniseries. The series is okay, but not brilliant. It's the sort of thing I wouldn't have missed if I'd skipped it. And if they do a follow-up miniseries or ongoing, I'm probably gonna skip that. Teen Titans number 43. I'm a long-time Titans fan, and I'm really intrigued by a lot of the new characters that we've seen since 1 year later started for this title. This is one that I felt has taken excellent advantage of the possibilities and told some fairly interesting stories. There are a few that I would have liked to have seen given more time, like the World Tour where we got to see a lot of the members from the 1 year that was missing during 52. I'm curious where the new creative team's going to take it because Geoff Johns is getting off the book, unfortunately. Ultimate Fantastic Four number 38. I really like the characters in this series, but it's been a while since I've really liked the story in this series. The current storyline's okay, it's not all that interesting to me, and it is so clearly written for the trade. That's great if you want to pick it up in trade paperback format, but I'm getting the monthly, and you really gotta get me hooked. And this is a series, like I said, I want to like because I enjoy the characters. But it's just, I don't want to say it's so out there, because I'm cool with new and exciting concepts, but these aren't really exciting concepts that we're seeing in this. Uncle Sam and the Freedom Fighters number 7. This has been an interesting series, and very different from the old Freedom Fighters series of the 1970s, but it remains true to the spirit of that series. My only complaint is there are a lot of characters, and I'd like to get a bit more backstory on a couple of them. you know, like this new Rey in particular. And, you know, I'd like to know what happened to a couple of the older versions of some of these characters. Walking Dead number 34. If this series is anything, it's unpredictable. Sometimes that's very enjoyable, other times not so much. This is by far Robert Kirkman's best title. Now, when I say not so much in some of the unpredictability aspects, there are a number of things in the previous issues, number 33, that I really, really didn't like. And had that been the first issue I'd read, I would have given it to somebody else and never checked out the title again. But that wouldn't be because it was bad. It would have been because it was very effective at the story it was telling. I just found the story it was telling kind of gross. But I, you know, that's what I should have expected and did expect, you know, from Walking Dead, and why I put off getting it until, you know, I'd gotten sold on it from the Comic Geek Speak Book of the Month Club episode. This book isn't for everybody, but it's a well-done series and probably, like I said, Kirkman's best title out there. This is going to be the one he's going to be known for the rest of his career, I suspect. X-Men number 195. I'm really not liking the art in the series these days. Umberto Ramos was great on Impulse, but I'm not liking his art on X-Men. And frankly, I'm not engaged with the characters. I'm not getting pulled into the storylines these days on just about any of the main X books. And, you know, for a series that's got the reputation of being you know, the flagship title for Marvel to a large degree, that's really kind of disappointing. They've got a huge cast of characters, there's tons of opportunities to be had with this series, and I'm just not particularly caring for what they're doing. Now, I mean, maybe tons of other people are, and that's great. I don't expect every title out there to be something I'm gonna love. But X-Men seems like one of those that it probably should be one that I'm gonna love. Well, that wraps up this week and really this month of what I've gotten. If you have any questions or comments about titles I'm getting, what I think of particular plot points or whatever, send me either an email or an audio comment in an email to, let's use my Gmail account for this, john.mayo@gmail.com, if you're going to send an audio comment, that way they can be as long as you want or whatever, and I'll play that in an episode and respond to it. All I ask is that if you have any comments that are going to give away any spoilers, put in the subject of the email what's getting spoiled. That way, on the off chance I haven't read it, I have a chance to do so before I listen to your comment. I may do an episode on one of the plot points in some of the recent Teen Titans stuff that I have issues with. Not because I dislike the plot point, but because I feel it flies in the face of continuity. But in this particular case, I may give them a pass on that if they can just answer one little question for me. But that's the subject of another podcast. And speaking of other podcasts, I recently did an episode of Comic Timing with Ian Levenstein on Hollywood Writers, Yay or Nay. It was a really fun discussion. I've also just recorded another episode of Comic Geek Speak going over, well, in theory that we were going to go over the numbers for December 2006. That episode should get released, I think, next Tuesday or thereabouts. I suspect those guys are trying to get a little bit ahead because the convention season's starting up, and I can imagine how busy that makes them. And I'm going to be recording an episode on the 2006 December trades with Chris Marshall soon. That should get up soon. And then Chris and I have had some talks about what we might do for a year-end wrap-up, and that should be a lot of fun. Going back to the Comic Geek Speak episode for a moment, we talked more about kind of big-picture aspects of sales trends and what publishers should and shouldn't do and things of that nature. We didn't really touch all that much, if at all, on the actual sales numbers for December 2006. if people want me to do that, I am game for doing an episode of my own podcast, kind of going over the numbers and stuff. Obviously, it'll lack the wonderful commentary and questions from the geeks, but frankly, the discussion we had, I think, was much, much more interesting than just going over any particular month's worth of data. I had a lot of fun in that episode. Chuck Satterley sat in. He's, of course, Director of Operations for Marcosia, and offered a really interesting viewpoint on this stuff, and one that was a lot of fun to discuss. And I think it was one of the more engaging conversations so far as, you know, all of the geeks actively participating and having certain things that they felt very passionately about, and I really liked that. I may do an episode or two kind of as follow-up on that discussion, just because I had so much fun with it and have a couple of ideas that I didn't have a chance to get out in the episode, and a few that have occurred to me later. I really recommend checking out that episode when it gets released. It's a lot of fun. But of course, I'm figuring everyone listening to this is already listening to Comic Geek Speak. And that's mainly because I haven't done a whole lot of advertising for this podcast anywhere else. If you have questions or comments for me, I can be reached at podcast@comicbookpage.com. Again, I would like to get some emails on if there are any subjects you would like me to talk about. We're getting to the point where since I've covered a month's worth of what I get, these What Did John Get episodes are going to get a lot shorter and hopefully just kind of a quick reading of the list. So I'm looking for new content. I've got some ideas. But, you know, what do you guys want to listen to? Really, this podcast is going to kind of become what it becomes, and part of that's based on feedback from you guys. So once again, my email address is podcast@comicbookpage.com. Thanks for listening, and I hope you guys found something that you were interested in reading this week.